Hello there, and welcome back to the Rolling in the Deep podcast. I am Adele, owner of Babies on Broadway, and this is my main gal, Summer, over here. And today on our podcast episode, we are taking a walk down memory lane. You know, I'm always asking my staff for podcast ideas because last minute we're like, oh, we got podcast today. Like, we've got to record some episodes. What do people want to hear about? And our lovely Miss Casey, who has literally been with me ancient amounts of times, has a big girl job, but still, she still loves us enough to come back and visit and work on the weekends once in a great while. And so she was like, well, what about talking about some of the products that you've seen come and go? This year we just had our big Little Falls Arts and Crafts Fair. If you're not familiar with that, it's kind of a crazy event in our town. And so this marks officially going into my 12th year of business. So 11 full completed years.
Yay.
So we opened a craziness of craft fair. So we've been around a while and a lot has changed in 11 years. There has been a lot of things that have come, that have gone, that you still wish were here. Uh-huh. a lot of great ideas that didn't take off. Lots that maybe need to be gone too. So she was like, maybe you should talk about some of those things that you would like find that were kind of like fun finds that, you know, never really came off fully to fruition, or things that you found that really did over the years. So that is where we are going, a little walk down memory lane. So we were talking about like what type of products can we talk about before we started rolling the podcast. And we're like, maybe we should start the podcast because we've actually been chatting here for like 5-10 minutes about this. But the first and biggest one I think I'm going to hit, because these were like huge when Remy was little and very, very shortly after, we're like, don't do it. And actually to the point where I remember probably like maybe a couple years after I opened, I still had this product out on my floor and like someone literally told me I was going to kill babies. And that I was irresponsible. Now, fast forward, at the time I was like, you know, this has been talked about a lot, but like right now, the research really hadn't swung one way or another on it. And then like it did, and eventually they were completely banned. So yes, but that is bumpers.
Oh yeah.
Crib bumpers. And so essentially this product was brought out because you've got your cribs that have your slats in them, and some flailing babies at night would love to get like their arms and legs entangled through the slats a little bit, and like we're always bonking their heads and it woke them up, and frankly it was annoying. Mm-hmm. And so they created bumpers, which essentially were pieces of like thick fabric, or you know, pillowed fabric that were tied around the slats of your cribs. They were also very cute.
So cute.
So you do like this big decadent bedding set that included bumpers, and you know, you had a blanket because those were cool back then
Hell yeah.
You know,
I put a lot of thought and time into my like crib and bumper set.
Absolutely, people.
And I still like it. I don't have it anymore, obviously, but it was a real big deal.
I know, you would tie your bumpers with the perfect little bows. Like any of my staff members, I had to teach them how to tie the perfect little bows to make them look so cute. And slice and dice, they are Gandhi.
Safety hazard.
Safety hazard, suffocation.
Seems like one of many that we might.
It's unfortunate.
Safety is a real common theme
and
tonight.
It's, specifically with sleep.
Yep. And with sleep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And obviously not worth it if it's ever going to cause harm or danger to a child. So please know that like, absolutely, we take that seriously. Yeah. Things have just evolved and changed. There's more available resources to people. In the beginning with bumpers, I remember actually sitting at a conference one time and the American Academy of Pediatrics was up there, and you've got CPSC people up there. It's a big debate on bumpers. There were states that banned them proactively early on, and then people were so angry about the states banning them without like scientific research done. I mean, it was just this back and forth that went on for quite a long time. Actually, to be quite honest with you, the final slice didn't come till 2021 safe sleep law. Like that's when the final slice truly came. That's not so that a lot of people were still
using them
or selling them, but like the axe didn't come down until very late. I mean, some states proactively did it, but like overall they were still out there, you know?
Wow.
So yes, the bumpers are now
Gandhi.
Gone. Yeah. And also that goes for like putting blankets in your crib. It was completely acceptable back in the day.
It totally was.
Yeah. Also, so was sleeping on your stomach. Right. I mean, yes. So lots of things have changed in the sleep world. Another big sleep world one is the rock and play. Now that thing had a straight cult following.
It did.
I mean, I think we've talked about this on a podcast before, you know, potentially mentioned this, but I mean, that thing, because it worked essentially,
It did. For and these... from someone who didn't have a sleeper, like we've talked about.
Yeah.
Hello, anything you heard of.
Yeah. You're going to try it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Give me one.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
No.
No. But these things, like, had multiple recalls.
They did have a lot of recalls.
And then they just kept coming back to life.
And then they would rear their head, yeah.
Yep. I mean, they went from literally rock and sleep is what they were called to begin with. And they just changed sleep to play and put some warnings on it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it didn't matter. People would not stop using them.
No.
I mean, you could not say something on Facebook about a rock and play. Like, badly, like, oh, hey, you know, would, I mean, and someone really honestly trying to, like, say, like, hey, like, I know a baby that lost its life in this, you know, due to the incline and positional asphyxiation. And I mean, they just eat them alive, like, and that is completely inappropriate. That would not be accepted nowadays.
No,
I mean, no. But
especially
back then,
with the evidence.
I mean, there was, like, 200 some cases, like, not worth it. I mean, and people, I'm not kidding you, still to this day will tell me they're using it. They don't care. And you're just
I believe
like,
it.
Okay, well, you
multiple
would be liable
multiple.
For neglect
yes.
if you're, something happened to your baby. Like, it's not worth it.
No,
you realize that, you know.
Don't do it.
They'll buy a $400 owlet to put on their baby so they can sleep in a rock and play. Because that's going to alert them. They'll get the FDA approved one, get a prescription from their doctor. I'm going to sleep my
That'd
baby
so
in an illegal
funny.
Rock and play because they are actually illegal. 2021 slave sleep law, cut, banned, Dundee.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm going to put them in there and I'm going to need that outlet. So I don't get in trouble. No, I'm just kidding. That's a very bad idea.
We're teasing. Don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't be dumpster just diving for rock and place.
Yeah,
but
yes.
I'm pretty sure someone would.
I think so too.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
So don't do it. They're done. Another one that came out on the market that was like the most grand booth ever at ABC. Like, I'll never forget seeing this booth. Like, they had the biggest, like, grand opening to their booth ever in the middle of the ABC show with, like, I mean, I feel like they even had live animals there. It was wild.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, wild was Dock-A-Tot. You
yes,
had to be like the
Dock-A-Tot.
Elite of the elite to go to this grand opening, which I was there for, eliteness and all, to bring out the Dock-A-Tot. Now, this product still does exist overseas, and they've changed it up now to like making these boxes that are bassinets. I don't think they're
What's
really
the name
going
of that?
Anywhere. I don't think it's going anywhere. I don't even know what it's called. However, people love Dock-A-Tots. Another cult following. For sure.
Another, yep.
Now, used appropriately, you know, it's
you
meant to
see...
be an infant lounger.
Yes.
And I just saw another one circulating the market that was like actually made by an OT therapist. And again, like it's a positional lounger. So I'm like, where is this going and how is it out on the market? But I've seen it. I've seen advertisements for it. It's been Facebook stalking me.
Now
that I talked about it, it'll probably Facebook stalk me again. I haven't seen it in
very
a few
much.
Days. And so it's another one, though, and very, like, inclined and kind of funky. I don't even remember what it's called. But specifically, like, Dock-A-Tot actually voluntarily pulled themselves off. You know, I think that it was headed towards that, and they just got tired of the fight.
Yeah.
Snuggle Me is still out there.
It is.
So far.
Yep.
Haven't heard the final verdict on that. Another one that we're seeing get a little bit sliced and diced and currently like Amazon, Target, those places have pulled them is weighted sleep sacks. So that was another one. Again, just there isn't a ton of evidentiary research done by like the right parties, you know, to really determine what's safe and obviously not worth the risk. Like you don't want something impeding your baby's breathing. So there needs to be some studies done on like what's an appropriate weight versus an age versus development. And I think honestly, it's probably just too much of a science to figure out like and not worth a risk. How do you know?
Is there a certain weight? Because it seems like that nested bean one that just
it's
has
a
smidge of a weight has been safe. Like it hasn't been.
I mean,
right?
But
the heavy. Ones.
Well, and I wouldn't say here's what the American Academy of Pediatrics came out and said, like, listen, we just don't have enough information. And so we really don't advise that you use any of them.
Oh, geez.
You know, now have they all done their own independent research and studies? Absolutely. But they're also the ones selling the product. So who's doing
so
your research
study
and study?
Could be biased.
Or maybe it just wasn't even the best testing facility, unbeknownst to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, sometimes I think nothing is intentional. No one's out there like putting a product out there that they think would endanger any child. And I'm sure they feel passionately that their product is safe.
Right.
But, you know, yes. I mean, yeah, nested bean, I really feel is a pretty lightweight on it. But
it
I wouldn't hop on a podium and say it's safe just because you don't know. And that's kind of what, you know, American Academy of Pediatrics is standing by on it.
God,
is that, frankly, they're just isn't enough research done. There needs to be more. And as they do it, it's coming an issue to light where maybe, and again, they're not calling it out by brand. Unfortunately, they're lumping it in one big category. Mm-hmm. So even if that one might be a little bit more, yeah, lighter and safe, you know, the one that's getting probably the most attacked is Dreamland. And it's heavy.
It is heavy.
I remember the first time I pulled it out of a box and I was like, ooh, that's some weight.
Well, it's all weighted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know what will happen with those. You know, I think, again, you just got to kind of watch those research studies. Mm-hmm. And we've certainly had people reach out to us on Dreamland. And we did temporarily pull them off, or, you know, they're off our floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to wait and see, you know, what happens. Again, it's not really worth the risk. So that's kind of where we were at on it. We did throw them out clearance craft fair with kind of just a warning, like, please do your research, use at your own risk. Maybe you could cut it up and use it as like a blanket for a larger child, mm-hmm. you know, that has sensory issues, or like a cat or a dog that's afraid of thunderstorms, like a thunder vest. That's mm-hmm. kind of what my thought was on that. Donating to the Humane Society, something like that. So that was another one.
I like that.
Yeah. And then there's products that I found over the years that I thought were really cool and they never really took off. Like there was one in particular called the Tot to Walk. I still love this thing. It was just like a really lightweight, like almost like a handle that you hold.
Okay.
That like really naturally these babies would just like grab the two little like rounded pieces on the bottom to hang on to.
Okay.
And like walk. And then they'd let go of it naturally and just be walking still. I thought it was great.
Oh.
Pretty sure it was like started by a PT, like kind of a tool that they were using. And then the company essentially started selling it to like Walmarts, I think. And that was kind of like the last we sort of saw of them. But I thought the product was great. It just never took off how I thought it would.
Right.
People once in a while still come in and ask for it. So I loved it. I thought it was great for those, you know, and maybe there was something disproven though that I don't know about too. Maybe it's better for them to like not be holding on to anything, but it was really no different than holding onto your hand. And what was really cool, it was like two and they were balanced and that like just cool. Watching kids with it and how they'd gravitate towards it was just really
kind unique. Of fun.
Yeah. And then the other one that Casey had brought up when we were talking was, it was this product called the Bebo, and it was essentially like this little silicone shoulder thing that you could place your bottle in, and it had like a twist and you could like prop feed your baby, but you're actually like still holding them and feeding them.
That's
but you know
so
how
fun.
Like your flipping hand gets tired when you're feeding your baby?
Yes.
I mean, you can play Clash Royale in one hand or some, you know, Scrabble, or I don't know what people play on their phones. You can do something. You can scroll
but
Facebook.
Your hand could be free.
Your hand could be free. And not dying from Bottleville.
Right.
I loved it. I thought it was
It really
great.
Is innovative.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I don't know why it didn't take off. I would have bought one. 100%. Yeah.
For sure.
And then the other thing she was saying was like this piggybacker where you could stand on your back.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Like, but it was like a backpack carrier, but the child could actually like stand on a little platform. So
That's
instead of like
fun.
Sitting, it was. Yes. I love this product. Again, didn't really take off the way, but it was like really good with weight proportion.
Okay.
So I remember I actually have a picture of Flynn on it at a craft fair, out of all things, probably like my first or second year open, and pop him up there. He was probably 3-4 years old.
Right.
And he could just stand up and like it actually held them on. So he could let go and still be standing on
my fun.
Back.
That's real fun.
You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about like piggybacking them. It just distributed the weight. Thought it was a great product. I think it still exists. It just like never took off again the way I really like thought it would or should, frankly, you know.
Totally.
But then there's the products that you bring in that do take off pretty decently, like Oogie Bear.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Right.
Noggin Stick. Those are two. So we'll talk about those. Found those at an ABC show, like their first year being there. The Oogie Bear, great invention.
Love it for all ages too.
Yeah. And I'm a nose picker to my kids.
Me
I hate
too.
Crusties in their nose.
Oh,
it's nasty.
Me nuts.
You know, the problem is though, you're like taking your little pinky finger and you're swiping it with your pinky nail and you're making their nose bleed.
Yeah, you can't get it. You can't get everything.
And it doesn't even do any good. No. And so I remember walking by this booth and like, oh my God, like the pinky.
Heck yeah.
Now it is in a little tiny stick with a silicone loop, and one silicone loop end is open for like your like kind of bigger crusties, mm-hmm. and the other one is closed for your little more snotty crusties. It can also do earwax little boogers
and be lighted.
Yeah. Well, now they have a lighted one. It's evolved. Listen, they got toothbrushes that I heard are the bee's knees that I need to order. And I have an older child that gets bloody noses. And so the booger picker is our friend for that because they will clot eventually. Yep. And it's very up high. And then he would always tell me, like, my nose is snuffled. I can't. And that you can't do anything about that clot. Like, it's very difficult to get it off without inducing another very largely bloody nose.
Right.
And so he would ask me, like, where's my booger picker? And he could literally then get in with the soft little silicone loop and gently pull it out. And so, like, that was a huge lifesaver for us. Like,
that is.
Don't leave home without an Oogie Bear. It's fabulous.
So handy.
Mm-hmm. And the earwax. Like, that's a whole
and
other
the
thing.
Earwax.
Way safer way to get it out than jamming yes. a Q-tip in there. So Oogie Bear was great and still going strong. Love that company.
Yes.
The Noggin Stick. Still a fave.
So fun.
That was like 12 years later. I have so the big fun. Noggin Stick in my store because I was one of their OG retailers. Like, absolutely.
And they're so cool.
Yeah. So again, this was an OT therapist, I believe. Yep. It was one of the testing tools that he used, real similar. And it really was a toy that helps stimulate your baby's brain. It comes with a guide on like how you can play with your baby from age zero on, because like you really don't know how to play with them at zero. They're kind of a blob.
Right.
And this stick like literally is a rattle that has these different lights and things, and they like tell you like, oh, move it side to side, move it up and down, and it tells mm-hmm. you about like the first colors they see being red and yellow and the black and white contrast, and even like the way yep. the design is swooped on there. He's very passionate about it, and he's fundamentally never changed his product, which I love.
So, love that is right.
And I just like don't give people a choice. If you are doing a registry appointment with me, you're getting you a smart noggin.
Mm-hmm.
And you will love it.
You will.
And I don't care what you say. I've never.
So will your baby.
I had one come back. Remember that? I was so mad about it.
Yes.
So you tell me your baby don't love this? I think it's a lie. Bring your baby in here.
Yeah. We're testing
I'm gonna
your
need
baby.
To see this. What do you mean your baby hit themselves in the head with it? Then you gave it to them too young.
That's right.
They had a bump? I don't think so. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but it's a cool toy.
It is a very cool
toy. And it's
cool
not something
toy.
You'd probably pick up off the shelf, I think, just based
right.
on
the like, look of it.
Yeah,
you might be
and
like,
maybe even its price because
yes,
it is a little bit
price.
More expensive. Mm-hmm. It's great. Babies are enamored with it. Like
they
I've heard time
are.
And time and time and time again. So smart noggin.
For how many we've sold, the few that have ever been returned.
I think it's one. I'm serious.
Like I think so too.
And I was
that's
mad.
Crazy. Because we have sold so many.
So many. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think
it is a fabulous yeah. grab.
Yeah. And they've tried to like kind of like expand on their product lines and nothing's ever done the same thing as the Noggin
yep.
Stick. And I love it. I literally have a big lighted one.
It's so
it like
distills cool.
my heart because like I did show this thing to so many other baby stores. I'm like, you must have this. It will sell. Like don't fool yourself. It's every baby's favorite toy.
I bet eventually they did get it if they didn't do it right away.
Oh, yeah. No, they totally would take it. Like
yeah.
based
like,
on my suggestions.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That was a good one, too. So over the years, we've definitely been grinding and found one. We were Owlet's first retailer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Like the big company Owlet. That's right. Me and Jordan, my man Jordan, if you're listening to my podcast, yeah, you know. I came and I found your booth. And I remember having a conversation with him, and he had called so many other stores. And I remember him telling me, like, no one would take the time to talk to him, like cold calling, like, oh, the worst, right?
That
and
is the worst.
Company's huge now.
Yes.
They've been through their ups and downs, for sure. But the product, essentially, from the beginning, was made for the right reasons. It worked properly. People would ask me.
A gift, truly.
Yeah.
That product.
Like, what do you think of it? You know, is it, I hear it false alarms. I hear it's not good for your baby. And it was just a tough question for me because, like, truly off the top of my head, I can think of at least four situations where, like, three were people that swear it saved their child's life and they will, that's that.
Testify to it over and over.
Over and over again.
Yep.
The fourth is a baby that they actually thought the outlet was malfunctioning. They returned it. And later came back and said it was doing its job because their baby had a heart condition. Now, they didn't have Wi-Fi back in the day where, like, people in the country didn't have Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So the base alarm that comes with it was constantly going off, but they couldn't see why because it wasn't gathering the data like it needed to. And so they're like, oh, I hate this thing. It's constantly alarming on me. And, like, my baby is fine. But the baby wasn't fine. Much later on, a couple heart surgeries later, like, the outlet was actually doing its job.
Mm-hmm.
Had they been able to grab the data with Wi-Fi, it might have helped. With the diagnosis a little earlier. So, cool product. And we were legitimately their very first brick and mortar store.
That's so funny.
Because he said I was nice to him on the phone. I remember that specifically.
Time.
And I was like, ooh, I don't know that we're like the best pick for your like first store. We're in a town of 7,000. And he's like, no, it's just like, that's what we want though. Because like you gave us the time of day and talked to us about like getting into stores and what that would look like. And, you know, how we can be a good partner to a business and mutually beneficial to one another. And so now they have the FDA cleared outlet sock, which we carry as well. So as RSV season comes up, if you need a prescription for this thing, it is through prescription only. And, you know, it's a great tool, I think, for parents that are at home with, you know, sick kiddos or whatever the case may be. I had an asthma baby. So this is why I was so interested in it. I never had asthma in my life. Despite my son asking me many times, seeing cigarette commercials back in the day, if I smoked while pregnant, because he couldn't figure out why.
He had asthma.
Yeah. And you remember those commercials?
Oh gosh, yes.
And he would ask me, he's like, you smoked while you were pregnant. I've never smoked in my life, actually. Like, I have never smoked a cigarette. Okay. Like, that is not why you have asthma. But he was convinced otherwise, apparently. But he is like your viral induced allergen induced asthma. And you know, they'll tell you like, oh, they'll outgrow it. And, Not my poor buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still, you know, going to be 17 here in a couple weeks and we still nebulize. In fact, last year when I had like reactive airway disorder out of nowhere, he was doctoring me.
Yeah.
Remember that?
He was.
He's like, Mom, you know the drill. You neb three times and if it's not better and your oxygen's not up above 90, we're going in. And I was like, thank you. And I've also never nebbed in my life. So it was like shoving this mask on my face. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening right now?
I know. Yeah.
Little Dr. Remy. So yeah, Owlet was another product that we, you know, got to be on the forefront of. Legendary Milk.
Yes.
I met Luna at her first ABC show ever, and we have a great partnership with them now. She had created supplements that were without the fenugreek in them to try to help increase people's breast milk supply. She's a great IBCLC, great resource for people. Their brand has obviously grown huge.
Great products.
They're awesome. So
they are.
That was another one, too. And like, I just
still wish their nipple butter would be back.
Oh my gosh, I know, with the Manuka.
The nip dip.
I love Manuka.
I know.
I think it was just so spendy to source it. That's just kind of the world we're in, but it was good stuff.
It was.
Everyone has me at Manuka. If you haven't looked into Manuka, honey, you should. It heals everything.
Everything.
I mean, it's you just, name it. You name it, it's gone. People use it at actual clinics in a clinical setting, like to heal wounds that aren't. Yes. Because I had a friend who had a son who had a very large open wound, and she thought this was just like a bunch of hoodoo, like what is happening
crazy
right
business.
Now that like I have to pack Manuka honey in my kid's open gushing wound, and that's what healed it. And they were starting to talk some very serious intervention on this thing.
Very.
Yeah. And he had to go to the wound clinic, and that's what they had him do. And I was like, okay, Manuka, you have me for life. Because I watched it happen right in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, you're kidding me, right? Like, they're having you jam honey in that thing. I wouldn't touch that thing with a 10-foot pole. But no, when you're looking at that or potentially surgical intervention, I mean,
Get the honey.
I guess it's worth a shot. And guess what? It was worth a shot. Yes, so when Nip Dip came out and I was like, oh, now this is for your nipples? Great.
I mean, you can't go wrong. Literally.
We were sad when it went away.
We were so sad.
Oh, shoot. So we thought we'd give you like a little walk down memory lane. Products that once were that are no longer. Products that we dug out of nowhere that still are. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there'll be more to come over the years. I could probably talk about this subject for hours on end.
Totally.
So please feel free to leave your comments watching this podcast of products that you loved that are no longer. Like,
that'd
we want to
so
hear.
Fun.
Yeah. And follow us on all our channels, Instagram, TikTok, all of the things, Facebook. Check us out on Spotify. Get our podcast views up there.
Come on.
I'm starting to get neurotic about it over here. And we will see you guys next time.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.